Well, good evening.
Log Talk Radio.
Coming to you live. Straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, listeners. Our gracious host is not here with us tonight, but I'm going to hold it down for you. This is Stevie G. And I hope that all our listeners will be poetically sold tonight and chime in and holler at us, please. Well, I'd like to give a little announcement first. To start off, I just want to let everybody know what the Poetic Energy Radio Network is all about and what shows we have on the air. And I'm going to start with Monday between 9 and 10 p.m. We have Conversations with the Queen. Tuesday, Here's to Your Health with Dr. D from 9 to 10 p.m. Wednesday, Breaking Free, Lori Coburn, 9 to 10 p.m. Also, Wednesday afternoon, we have the Spoken Word Billboard Mix at 3 to 4 p.m. Thursday, of course, is me and Miss Poetic E at 9, between 8 and 9 Central and 9 and 10 Eastern. On Saturday, we have On the Way with Brother Yah, 2 to 3 p.m. Saturday, What's Happening with Marvin Jackson at 9 to 10 p.m. And Sunday, Life with Michelle with Nia Happy, Life Portion from at 6 p.m. So let's bring it down. Let's kick it off with a little music to start the night out, and we're going to play some After the Love is Gone.
Along the way, and yesterday was all we had.
That was After the Love Is. That was After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, if you want to chime into the radio station, you want to call in, it's 917-932-8881 and hit option 1 to get in, to say your piece, to speak your mind, to do whatever it is you want to do. If you want to tell a joke, that's fine. Just come on in and do what you do. I'm going to play one of our pieces that have been sent in by one of our artists. And this is Alvin Lloyd Horn, Who Are You?
Sitting alone, waiting for you and needing you. Where are you? But more importantly, who are you? Is it that I don't know who you are because we have not had a chance to breathe the same air? Well, I'm still smiling wide, thinking about you. My inner vision sees an image of you reflecting in the mirrors in the corner of my mind. How is it whether the sun is shining or the sun is setting behind your beauty? I can see amazing expressions of your beauty. I wish you were here sitting by me. That soft baby hair from any part of you draws reaches from me to touch the curves that bend like a country road. Your emotions, they dizzy me, but I am not confused. When you walk by, my coffee turns sweeter. When you sleep next to me, my bed is softer. When you speak, I understand every language that was ever spoken. When you touch me, I forget there is rain, snow, or cold. I could live on the North Pole with my bare skin if I could curl up next to your body. There is nothing my mind, body, and soul requires if I had you. To fulfill my every need, my mouth craves your flavor. I'm your sweet honey. Yes, I'm sitting alone, waiting for you, needing you. Where are you? But more importantly, who are you? Is it that I don't know who you are because I have not had a chance to stop at the same red light? Well, if I had that chance, you would be mine. So let me dream until you come my way. And when you do come, I'll see you stroll and walk and run and jump. My hips will follow your heart. I can't wait to feel your heart from your hips. Sleep is a never constant ending dream. When I wake, I still dream of sliding every inch your body across my lips. Yet, I'm sitting alone, waiting for you, needing you. Where are you? But more importantly, Who are you? Is it that I don't know who you are because we have not had a chance to stand on the same grounds, on the same shore? But if roots from a tree can travel under the ground, it makes no sense that we have to be apart. I wish to share. I wish to let your juices drip upon me. Your fragrance attracts me and keeps me wanting you. Yet, I'm sitting alone, waiting for you, needing you. Where are you? But more importantly, who are you? Is it that I don't know who you are because my head was down when you passed by? While I'm standing here waiting for you, can you see me? I'm the one sitting, dreaming, alone. Please wake me from my dream and show me who you are.
That was Brother Albert Lloyd Horn, and who are you? I see we have a caller on the line. Let's see if we can chime the caller in. Caller from the 443, are you, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. Hi, this is your little sister. How are you, Lady D?
Hello, Lady D. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Just wanted to give a shout out to you. Let
you
know I'm here.
Long time no hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. I'm here. I'm here.
Are you going to read something tonight, or are you just calling in to shout out?
I'm going to read something a little later. I want to chill for right now. Then I'm going to read something a little later. Is that
all
right?
Well, thanks for calling in with the shout out. We appreciate the love.
I am, and I am going to read something a little later, okay?
All right. I'm going to mute you, but when you're ready to chime back in, just chime back in.
I sure will.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go with our next caller. Caller from the 323. Are you on the air?
Hello. Hi, how are
you? Yeah, I can hear you.
This is Charlie Zero.
I'm sorry?
This is Charlie Zero.
How you doing, Charlie? What you going to do for us tonight?
Well, I'm going to read to you and the viewers that are listening something great, a vision that I had, and a vision that will be left in your mind till who knows when.
Go ahead and give us our vision, Charlie.
The title's called Hollywood Babylon, The Conspiracy of Disneytology. And it goes something like this. The shattering illusions choke corpses behind a televised crime scene. Corruption rapes fresh wounds. Christmas comes early, bleeding ulcers to a conceived child's magic. Occult fanatics stem mediocre's bliss for typical attention disorder. Mr. Kenneth Anger writes the mouth of the Lima, singing verses that spell O-T-O. Atheist babies wear God's diapers. She illuminates ecstasy, falling beneath her prayers. Bohemian grove, bohemian owls, bohemian chanting, bohemian KKK, ritualistic dollar bills. Black magic scratches nothing but imagination. John Perkinson's bikini rocket fell into a suede of conspiracy. Babylon technology, moonchild socialist parasites, L. Ron Hubbard, occult fascist communist. Zion bore ancient reptilian halos. Disneyland Scientologist masturbate warmly under a cold, murderous cake. Vitamin Happy Meals, suicidal. Freedom of speech violation, laughing. Human rights violation, human trafficking, a new fashion style trend. Harassment actions, what else is new? Fraudulent, cons, bogus, thieves, liars, death toll rates, whatever. Who's to blame? Who cares? David Miscavige is a self-righteous, con man, white trash American, manipulative, fascist fuck, Uncle Tom. those who died of suspicious deaths in the blood hands of Scientology shall be heard in the name of Lisa McPherson, Joseph Heaviness, Frank Vikovic, Herbert Rath, Noah Lillick, Philip Gale, Stacey Meyer, Lily Perkins, Robert Mills, Ronnie Raimondo, Carrie Slaughterbeck, Patrice Dick, Michael and Catherine Wallach, Peter Ferrer, Susan Master, Christopher Art Bunkle, John Buckhammond, and Richard Collins. Revenge will reign on the franchise corporate ladder. Did you hear the siren trumpets beating on humankind's souls? Naive young people are kept in a straight line. How much lies can we continue to get away with? Commercialism brainwashes your Sunday morning cereal bowls. Murder, happiness, cute rape. Welcome to Disneytology, where every adult and kids can ride on all the theme parks and experience Nazi propaganda / Freemasonry 33 degrees. Mr. Walt Disney, Conspiracy Club 33. Subliminal messages, hocus pocus, witchcraft paganism, the Little Mermaid, shining a gold penis while the cartoon pole pops his first boner, Aladdin, worshipping Satanism, the Lion King, sex, sex, sex in all the right places. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Jessica Rabbit's pussy. The Great Gatsby, Nazism. Bambi, dead with a shotgun. Narnia, looks at Pan, looks like a perverted god. Narnia, pedophile Pan, lures little girls into our houses, seducing them with our show. Donald Duck, SS Nazi German. DuckTales, Pyramid Illuminati. Goofy, lazy Nazi. Mickey Mouse, Hitler, Nazism, Aryan Reich, genocide, erection. Alice, porn star model, Cheshire Cat, exorcism. Mad Hatter, Jim Jones, let's drink the Kool-Aid. The Caterpillar, LSD, psychedelics. Our minds, sexually molested by the fun treats of Walt Disney. Pornography is fun, cartoons for entertainment seduction. Ronald McDonald, obesity. Minnie Kennedy Mouse, lesbianism. Willy Wonka, acid candies. Every religion is bullshit, except for Buddhism. Simple practices, simple philosophy. Being oneness with the nature and seeing the beauty of life blooming before our eyes. Scientologists are bottom feeders, swallowing every ounce of pennies that they can chew on. Celebrity washed-up media, drunk and powerless misfortunes. Christy Alley, Erica Christensen, Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, Jenna Elfman, Jason Lee, Geoff Lewis, Juliette Lewis, Danny and Christopher Masterson, Sophia Millos, Elizabeth Moss, Laura Perpin, Priscilla Presley, Callan Perkins, Marissa Giovanni Rabiasis, John Travolta, Ethan Suplee, Nancy Cartwright, Charles Manson, Michael Pena, and Patricia Rinna. All sensitive high profiles with sensitive secrets. It's not like John Travolta is secretly gay. Unquote the misquote. Television for the masses to believe the hype. How long till we sleep drinking gossips? Death of the idols. James Dean, the human ashtray. Lee Harvey Oswald, the perfect assassin. Pope John Paul II, the Antichrist. Aleister Crowley, the poet. Princess Diana, murdered by the paparazzis. V.I. Lynn, Marxist revolutionary atheist. Elvis Presley, the dead penis. Michael Jackson, children of the lamb. Muhammad Gandhi, peace for anorexia. Adolf Hitler, a mad genius. Frank Sinatra, dementia 60 swingers. Jackie Kennedy, blood-stained pink suit. Robert Kennedy, celebration of death. John F. Kennedy, kill the king, Jesus Christ. John Lennon, a peace revolutionist. Abraham Lincoln, assassinate your pennies. Martin Luther King, the first king of riots. Marilyn Monroe, murder conspiracy by the brother of Kennedys. Andy Warhol, user whore. Lewis Carroll, child pedophilia. Burning idols, death fanatics. Vomiting intellectuals can cause memory loss in between glass gods and the body replicators. George Washington, Freemason, all CNI. Madonna, Trinity in the Eye of Providence. Jay-Z, Pentagram, do what thy will.
Excuse me, Charlie. Hold on one second. You know, I don't usually interrupt, and neither would Poetic E. She's not on the show tonight. But there's other people online chimed in that have to get in. I mean, I understand that you want to shout out the whole world, but we have to.
I'm already done. I'm almost done.
Okay.
These are the last lines. Everyone is watching us, 1984. Paranoia equals strength. Ignorance equals justice. War equals Viagra. Nature prays for the floods. Tarantulas play for revenge. Forever may all dreams suffer in plastic foil. Amen.
Amen, man. That was interesting. That was very interesting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, man. Thanks for coming to the show. We appreciate having anybody that comes on to do their thing. I just would like everybody to respect the other people.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll send you my email so everybody can get in contact with me.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a different phase of the show, but hey, to each his own. You know, you can't knock anybody, but we do need to respect the other people. I'd like to give a shout out to the chat room. Charlie Zero, thank you for that interesting poem. MMP123, welcome to the show, baby. Once again, it's nice seeing you again. Norgente, how you doing? Poetic X in Motion, Smith, and Soft Kisses, and myself, Stevie G. Well, we're going to keep the show moving on. I think I'll read a little piece right now. And the piece I'm going to read is entitled Loaf of Love. Love is such a powerful attribute gifted by our Heavenly Father. Love shared, a sacred institute. Everything primed in our hearts is thought out in our minds and dissected part by part and exercised in everyday living, which is taken in by the love we're given. You look into her eyes and she in yours, then love takes over and you crave more and more. I ask God to show me all about love. He blessed me with the ingredients of what love is made of. A cup of compassion and two cups of trust. A half a cup of patience and a dash of peace, a must. A listening ear and an open heart, in addition so pure, omit the jealousy and envy to help the love endure. God's contents of love and the preparation are gifted to you through spiritual dedication. Once you've sifted, stirred, and mixed, tossed and folded and twist, and then you add God into your daily lives, it will slowly start to rise. And when it's finished and all complete, is true love, our destiny. God's gift to us are peaceful and pure, no matter who we are, rich or poor. Love is a gift we should always treasure. It's graceful, harmonious, and always our pleasure. And that's my piece. I'm not going to clap myself up, but I know our gracious host would. But I'm not going to clap myself up. I'm pretty sure you guys enjoyed it. I like writing it, so I'm going to go on and see if our other caller wants to come in and chime in again. Oh, Dee, Sister Dee, you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm ready to go ahead and read.
Okay, go ahead. This
piece is dedicated to a very special person in my life, and it's called I Love. I love. I love your tone, the strength of your voice. I love. I love the strength of your personality, your confidence, your brilliancy. I love. I love how you make love to my mind, lubricating, stroking, ejaculating your wisdom, captivating me with the profoundness of your thoughts. I love. I love the softness of your lips as you feast upon the wholeness of me. I love. I love the intense expression in your eyes when your body aches and yearns to express itself inside of me. I love. I love the gentleness of your hands, the way you grab me as you thrust and swivel as we sway together. I love. I love when the roar from within you calls from the deep, while in ecstasy you involuntarily express your seed. I love. I love you. I love the man you are inside and out, the sum of you. I love, I love, I love you. And that's my piece.
Ooh, that was beautiful, D. That was beautiful. Y'all can clap her up in the chat room because that was beautiful, D.
Thank you, Stevie G.
Are you going to read anything else tonight?
No, that's it for...
Don't be scared now.
You know I'm not scared.
Thanks, girl. But anyway, we're going to go on with the show. D, thanks for stopping in. We'd love to have you come in anytime. Please don't be a stranger.
Okay, I won't.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
All right. Well, we're going to move on with the show. And we got to give a little time for our commercial. I was told by Poetic E, when you host the show, which I've never hosted the show by myself, so it's my first time. So what I'm going to do is put on our Spoken Word Billboard Awards commercial just for Miss Poetic E. If you're listening, I did it.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300. To reserve your ticket today.
All right. That was our commercial for our up-and-coming Billboard show in September. I'm going to put one of the artists in rotation on right now. This is Stylicia Bowden, Dark Skin Anthem, it's entitled.
This is the Dark Skin Anthem. Get ready. Get ready for all you dark-skinned people, because this is the Dark Skin Anthem. See, my black is beautiful, from the darkest part of the sun to the lightest part of the moon. Straight, natural, perm, weave, dreads all upon my head. Dark skin is definitely back in. See, I say it again, dark skin is definitely back in. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Don't you know that dark skin is back in? We represent with our stylish hair and sexy eyes. From Express to Gabbana, we rock it well with the gold tones complimenting our chocolate brown skin. Because once you go black, baby, I trust and promise that you will never go back. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? See, we got women represent from Fantasia to Mary J, to Miss Michelle Obama in that White House paving the way. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Chocolate is very addictive to many men. See, we represent with the short, sassy cuts to the extensions. What? Glue to fuse to Nubian braids. We rock. See, I'm going to be a chocolate brown sister that'll never stop. So stand up for the dark skin anthem. Stand up and say, I'm proud to be dark-skinned.
That's something. She proud to be dark-skinned. Well, guess what, Sister Bowden? I'm proud to be light-skinned. I'm just proud to be living. So we're going to move on with the show. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. If you want to call into the show live, if you want to get on the air, you have to click option one. That goes for all the people that are in the chat room right now that won't clap up and hit their hand on option one and speak their mind, including number 501-917-757. Y'all out there, go ahead and click it. We just want to hear what you got to say. I'm going to put another play in rotation here. Let me find it. I was looking for it, but I couldn't find it. The Oracle, my girl, she's always into something. So let's put her in. She's one of our artists that comes on and reads quite frequently. We haven't heard from her in a minute, but the name of this piece is Freedom Wakes Me Up.
freedom is yours and mine. Hold tight. Use your power. The treasure of life is yours and mine. Freedom. Hey. Freedom is yours and mine. Freedom. Freedom. Hey.
Y'all, that's the Oracle. That girl got her thing going on. You hear me? She is something else to be reckoned with. Well, let's keep the show rolling. There's nobody else with their hands up in the room, and the chat room is moving, so I guess I'll read another piece. I might as well get my thing going on. The name of this piece is called Eardrops. And it goes like this. There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Do the words ring a bell? They are to Moody's Move for Love, and I know them very well. My mom played it all my life, along with Dakota Staton's Give Me the Simple Life. Listen to the content and the lyric. Not only should your ears, but your heart should hear it. You just can't bob your head and vibe to a beat. The lyrics of the song are the real heartbeat. Think about the songs back in the day. I know I can't forget, and they went this way. Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine? And between love and hate, there's a thin line. If you don't know me by now, oh yeah, and bet you by golly wow. Sparkle in your eyes and my, 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 my. Is that taking you back? Hope the temps sang a psychedelic shack. Soften it up a touch with Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye and take it way to hell back with Smoke Gets in Your Eye. These songs are embedded in the archives of my memories. Turn back the hands of time and Sam Cooke's You Send Me. Earth, Wind, and Fire said, keep your head to the sky, and then they gave you the reasons why. And let's not leave out Brother Luther Vandross. He didn't sing this, but we're closer than close. But he did sing If Only for One Night, and how the hell could we ever forget Skin Tight? This is my little blast from the past, just a little history for that ass. I'll come back another day, but for today, I did it my way. And that's my piece. I'm not clapping tonight. You clap for me. Go ahead. I'll find something else to put on. Let me see if we got any hands raised in the chat room. I mean, in the call-in room. But there's nobody calling in and hitting the option one tonight. I guess they're scared. But that's all right. We'll put some music on. How about that? Because music is the... How about some old school, since I did some old school? How about some... I'm So Proud by The Main Ingredient. Y'all might not know this because maybe you're a little bit younger than me, but I know it, so I'm going to play it for me, if only me.
Oh,
Well, that was main ingredient. I'm so proud. And just for a little history, in case y'all don't know, the lead singer to that song is Cuba Gooding Sr. You know Cuba Gooding Jr., who played in a few movies, you guys know. I just want to give a little shout out to the chat room and thank you guys for your support tonight, because you know I never did the show solo, but hey, it's all right. I'm doing what I got to do. And I like to shout out FaZe Poetry. Thank you for dropping in as usual. MMP, thank you, sir, or lady. I don't know if you're a female or a male, but I'm pretty sure you're a brother. Poetic X, as usual, thank you, honey, for stopping in. And Soft Kisses 63, thank you, baby. We're going to keep the show moving. Let me see if we got any callers in the room. There's no callers, so I guess I'm going to have to read again. And let me see what I can find to read here. How about a beautiful poem that I wrote? It's called The Hidden Flower. The title is The Hidden Flower, and here's the poem. I see you over there hiding behind the other flowers. I watched you grow with each rain shower. Hiding by day, expressing by night. Running from the sun and soaking in the moonlight. Everyone adores you. Look at our smiles growing all around you like weeds in the wild. Ooh, honey child, what flower are you? Got bees all around you doing what they do. The smell, the sweet aroma, you exhaust like mist. Do you understand why we act like this? Well, you need not hide your loveliness any longer. Beautiful, hidden, I wonder why the hidden feelings are for you. When you express love more than the other flowers do, you really do stand out in a bunch. Perhaps this is why you are loved so much. Beautiful in color, vibrant in growth, you have been watched much more than most. Now you stand in the forefront and the others behind. All that knew you, know you, knew this was a matter of time. So live, hidden flower. Love, hidden flower, and hide no more. Stand proud with petals smiling, for you are adored. And that's my piece. Well, let's see if we can find some more music for tonight, because ain't nobody coming on here reading. I think we got a bunch of scared folks out there that don't want to read tonight. They're a little scared. They think that I'm not going to clap for them. Maybe that's what it is. You think that's what it is? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe because I haven't clapped tonight. Well, here. Now get your butt on the radio show and read. Anyway, let me see if I can find something else to put on here for you guys, for your listening pleasures. And being that we got it into old school, we might as well keep it old school. I'm going to put a little Tim Preece on, dedicated to the one I love.
Each night before you go to bed.
That was the Tim Freeze and dedicated to the one I love. We're going to put on some one of the brothers in rotation, Urban Voodoo. This is called Lights, Camera, Action.
Lights, cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. They should give me an Emmy for all the dangerous stunts I ever had to pull off playing a role in this action-packed motion picture called reality, where Hollywood casually portrays my kind like ignorant beast for the slaughter. He probably had a gun. Out of 10 white folks questioned, it had to be one pseudo-liberated liberal who claimed he wasn't racist, even though all day at work he listened while his conservative colleagues made cracks about niggas. Oh, now you wanna apologize, pointing out that some of your best friends are Negroes. And get this, these motherfuckers pay lots of money for supervillains to fight against superheroes. $1 million armies fight with $1 billion equipment. Cops fight poverty-stricken robbers while Pablo and Nori wait for their next shipment to touch down. Like, touchdown! Junkie down the street finally scored. Police in an uproar. Gung-ho with 48% of the budget. This shit is like lights, cameras, action. Only a fraction of what you see is reality. The rest is just smoke and mirrors. No way to tell day to day. That's why I should've got an Emmy for trying to pretend that this country would ever be free. The only thing free is the tag that came on this bitch. USA. Under Satan's arm lies the growing hair follicle of confusion. Bigots host radio shows. Hollywood creates illusions. This shit is the road to perdition. Unable to find ourselves, so we hang on to asinine traditions. I should win an Emmy, 'cause Lord knows a young brother gotta act like a nigga just to survive in these conditions. Like, lights, cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. It's real talk, just like the movies. Every day we playing a silly ass role in this place. We don't even know who the fuck we is or who we wanna be. We don't know who we are or who we should be. But we so pretending we somebody we ain't. Real talk.
Was Urban Voodoo with Lights, Camera, Action. That piece was tight, man. I really enjoyed that piece. We have a call on the line finally. We got somebody to step up to the mic. 513, all right, you are on the air. 513. 513, are you there? Oh, maybe he's not there. 513, you're on the air. I guess he doesn't want to talk to us. Okay. Maybe he'll come back in a few minutes. Well, we got 4 minutes left in the show. I'm going to go over these announcements again one more time before the show ends. Poetic Network Radio show is branched out through the week with different shows, and I'm going to put those down for you now so you can chime in and listen whenever you get a moment. On Monday, Conversations with the Queen, 9 to 10 p.m. on Tuesday. Here's to your health with Dr. D, 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m., we have the Spoken Word Billboard Mix. And also on Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., we have Breaking Free with Lori Coburn. On Thursday, of course, you have me and Miss Poetic E with the open mic coming to do your thing. Friday, we give you a reprieve, let you go get your drink on or swerve on or whatever it is you like to do. Then we come back again on Saturday on the way with Brother Yah, 2 to 3 p.m. Then Saturday night, What's Happening with Marvin Jackson from 9 to 10 p.m. And Sunday, if you're not in church, at 6 p.m., you can hear Life with Michelle with Nia Happy. Life potion. Let me see if I can get this caller back in before we close the show tonight. Caller from the 513, are you on the air? Caller from the 513, are you on the air? I guess not. Well, I might as well put on the music that I'm going to end the show with tonight because we only have two more minutes left, and I just want to thank everybody in the chat room for coming out and all the listeners on the telephone for coming out and listening to us tonight. I know you guys miss Poetic E. She's such a gracious host, and I can never compare to that because I'm not gracious at all. I'm just the me. You know, I just do me. So we're going to find something to play to take us out of here, and since we've been old school all night, we might as well stay that way. And I'm going to play a little Bloodstone, Natural High, if I can find it here. Here we go. So, y'all, this is going to take us out. I hope you guys have a blessed weekend, and God bless.
Loving you more than the day I die. night, all y'all.